There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, folks, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again, ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together. We have a lot to cover today. I will remind you at the top, if you'd please follow the pod or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, be it Spotify, Apple. We're available on all of the above. And if you're just finding us, thank you. Search us up on the Daily 10 feed just to guarantee you get this each and every day. We have a lot of ground to cover, including if one or two of these guys has the season nobody expects, the Braves lineup becomes even scarier. Plus, one Falcon rumor involving a Georgia player staying home is getting louder by the day. And the number 7.5 might be very valuable to you. All of that coming up in a moment. But first, let me remind you, we are brought to you by The Rhodes Group. The Rhodes Group is a great local company, and they're my personal insurance agents. The Rhodes Group is an independent insurance agency right in Metro Atlanta, up in the suburbs of Alpharetta. Why is it important to work with an independent insurance agency at times like this? Well, with insurance rates rising, you need to make sure you're having your insurance agency shopping your rates to get you the best home and auto insurance coverage, but at the best rates. Shopping those rates, it's critical to saving you money. If your insurance agency is not doing that, and you don't know what you're paying, or better yet, what you could be saving, at no cost, the Rhodes Group will shop your rates. They'll save you the time, the aggravation, and most importantly, the money. I want you to tell them Matt sent you. They set up a landing page for our Daily 10 listeners. If you go to rhodes-group.com/Chernoff. Again, it's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. rhodes-group.com/Chernoff. They will get you up to 10 quotes in less than 10 minutes, and it's not going to cost you a thing. You can call them directly as well. They'll shop those rates, give you some of those numbers on the phone at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. Tell them Matt sent you. So here we are on the final day of Braves spring training. Braves get ready now to head north. They'll pack up after today's game with the Red Sox, head on a bird to Washington. They will start the season on Thursday afternoon against the Nats. Here's what we know. Charlie Morton will make his final tune-up start of the spring today. Then the Braves will open on Thursday, and it's going to be quite the climate difference. Today in Fort Myers, temps around 85 degrees. First pitch temperature expected on Thursday in Washington, a chilly 48 degrees. Now let's hope that doesn't slow down the Braves offense, which we know on paper looks like one of the deepest, more talented lineups in Major League Baseball. We expect Austin Riley to have a big year, and Ronald Acuna to do the same. Matt Olson, Ozzie Albies, Michael Harris, and others. The unknown becomes in left field and at DH with Eddie Rosario and Marcell Ozuna. But let me give you a what if. What if either Rosario or Ozuna bounce back and have unexpected successful seasons? I think it's more realistic for Rosario, but there's a chance one or both could bounce back in a way that none of us is expecting. If that happens, I want you to think about the upgrade the Braves would have in left field slash DH. We know Travis d'Arnaud is also going to DH for the Braves. But Eddie Rosario and Marcell Ozuna, they were holes in the lineup a year ago. Now, Eddie's might be more due to the eye situation where he started the season 3-for-40 and then had to go get eye surgery and missed several months. I would not be surprised to see Eddie bounce back to be an above average offensive player, whatever that looks like, 270, 18 to 20 home runs, better run production, a better than average OPS plus, and a better than average WRC plus, which would be a big gain for the Braves. I have less belief in Marcell Ozuna, and I know he's had a good spring. So I go in with a very low bar, but if Marcell does get close to, if not what he was, let's say in 2020, but to a respectable, above average offensive player. You're looking at 25 to 30 home runs, the better run production, and again, an OPS plus and a WRC plus as above average player. Well, this lineup, which is already deep and scary and talented, now you find almost no holes. We'll see what happens at shortstop. It's going to start with Orlando Arcia, and then we'll see if Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shoemake work into it. But if Eddie's an above-average offensive player, and so is Marcel, and the expectation for all-star-level seasons could be there, if healthy, from Riley, from Acuna, from Ozzie, from Olsen, from Harris, guys like that, again, this becomes potentially the best offense in Major League Baseball. We'll see if it's going to be real early in the season for Ozuna and for Rosario. Before we talk about the Falcons and a rumor involving a dog getting louder by the day, let me remind you we are brought to you by Tribute Wines. Tribute Wines is a great source for you guys if you are a wine drinker. You love a glass of wine. You love buying a bottle, but you know how expensive it can be. The days of having to overpay for a great bottle of wine, they're gone. That snooty world of the wine connoisseur, you don't have to live that world, because the Tribute Wines were created by Chris Benzinger, building on a legacy of world-class wines, and they were ranked number 5 as the fastest-growing super premium brand and 5th in brands adding revenue to the wine category. The great thing about Tribute Wines, great taste, great flavor, at a great price. For instance, the Sauvignon Blanc, it was featured in Wine Enthusiast Top 100 Wines of 2022. You have that option, or the Cabernet Sauvignon, the California Chardonnay, or the Pinot Noir, all great choices for any occasion. All of the Tribute Wines were awarded 90 or more points, meaning they're all considered to be exceptional wines. And you're going to get them at an exceptional price. The days of paying $50 or $100 for a bottle of wine, gone. Tribute Wines combine great taste with great value. Tribute Wines available at most fine retailers. The Tribute Wines, bold flavors, strong bonds. So the NFL draft is now about a month away. So you're going to get hit over the head with a lot of the mock drafts in the next 4 weeks. I did take a look at one that I found interesting. This is from Pro Football Focus that had a couple of things that I think would jump out to Falcon fans. The Falcons, who were slated to pick 8th, would be behind Vegas at number 7. In this mock, Vegas takes Jalen Carter, meaning that dream to the Falcons dies there. But according to PFF, with the Falcons on the clock, Terry Fontenot gets a call from the Tennessee Titans, who are picking 11th. They want to talk about trade, and a deal gets done. So Tennessee in this mock would move up to number 8. They would take Will Levis, the quarterback out of Kentucky. The Falcons would drop back to 11. In that trade, the Falcons would not only get the 11th pick, but pick number 41 overall this season would be Tennessee's second-round pick, and then a 2024 second-round pick next season from Tennessee. And with the 11th pick, Pro Football Focus mocks, the Falcons would take Georgia edge rusher Nolan Smith. Now, this is getting louder, this Nolan Smith noise to the Falcons. And Nolan, who was a fantastic college player, PFF writes about some of his numbers coming off the edge. He posted a 22.6% pass rush win rate that ranked 19th among all FBS edge defenders. He's about 240 pounds, but a tenacious run defender, had a very good grade against the run, ranked 16th at all of FBS. But he also could be deployed as a wide nine outside linebacker that Falcons' new defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen should be able to make work with the opportunities that Smith could provide. Now, again, this noise of Nolan Smith to the Falcons is getting louder by the day. Under this scenario, it would make perfect sense. I don't know if I would take Nolan at 8, but if you could drop back 2 or 3 spots and pick up 2 second-round picks and get Nolan Smith, well, all of a sudden that value jumps off the board. I don't know that you're going to start hearing the Nolan Smith, Micah Parsons size comp. Micah Parsons, 6'3", 245. Nolan, 6'2", 240. And I know the Falcons, like a lot of teams, didn't realize that Micah Parsons was going to become this type of player. So maybe the Falcons think Nolan can be that. But again, at number 8, just don't know if the value makes sense. If you could move back and pick up some other assets, some draft picks, well, at that point, it makes a lot of sense. We'll see if that might be something that picks up steam in the next month. We'll talk about a number that is not picking up a lot of steam right now for Falcon fans in a moment. But first, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. If you've ever wanted to take a great trip, we all love vacations, but a trip involving your favorite team playing on the road, you're a Georgia football fan, you're a Georgia Tech football fan, you're a Bravos fan or a Dirty Birds fan, you want to see your teams play on the road, but you want to stay in nice places, 4- and 5-star resorts, have great game tickets, have cool meet and greets, tailgates, pregame fun. Well, Atlanta Sports Trips has made that a reality, and 2023 is going to be a huge year. If you go to atlsportstrips.com, you will see an enormous menu of trips available for every kind of sports fan in Atlanta and in the state of Georgia, including our Bravos trip to Chicago coming up August 4th through the 6th, which will be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Wrigley Field. It's going to be fantastic. We've got options for one or two games while in Chicago. A meet and greet with Jeff Francoeur on the Saturday night after the Saturday afternoon game. Some very cool experiences in the Windy City. Most importantly, hanging out at Wrigley Field with a bunch of Braves fans. You can reserve that with a $99 deposit at atlsportstrips.com. While you're there, as I said, check out the menu of trips available. Again, atlsportstrips.com. As we sit here today, the Falcons have definitely made some improvements, at least on paper, in the first wave of free agency. But the sportsbook totals for wins are going to start trickling out. And I saw where DraftKings sportsbook released their early over-under win totals. And they're not digging into the Falcons being a big mover yet. They set the Falcon win total at 7.5 for 2023. Now, you might view that as enormous value. If you think the Falcons have made big strides, Jesse Bates was a big upgrade. David Onyemata, a decent size upgrade. I think Caden Ellis might be a sneaky good signing at linebacker. Taylor Heinicke's a nice insurance policy. Continuity now in offensive line play with keeping Caleb McGarry and breaking off Chris Lindstrom, bringing back Lorenzo Carter, signing Mac Hollins, adding Mike Hughes, Tay Davis. There's been a lot of things that have improved this Falcon team. But we would all agree none of it matters all that much unless Desmond Ridder is an above-average quarterback. The Falcons went 7-10 the last two seasons, one with Matt Ryan, one with Marcus Mariota. Going 7-10 with Desmond Ridder is not inconceivable. I don't know how exactly you get there. Or maybe even going 8-9 if the team around Desmond is good enough. But that's where that 7.5 win total, if you're getting that number, we'll see what the other books release as the spring and summer moves along. I would tend to play the over on that now, that value. I think the number's going to settle at 8.5 in a lot of other shops throughout the spring and the summer. I don't know how good the Falcons are going to be, but I happen to think they're going to be a little bit better. A lot of this, again, is contingent on Desmond just being average to above average. But keep in mind, the Falcons could not throw the ball a ton at all with Marcus Mariota, and they still found a way to be hyper-competitive, win a lot of close games. They also lost their share of close games. But in the NFL, where every game is essentially decided by a one score, if you're just above average with Desmond, and Jonnu Smith adds a little something, the return of Kyle Pitts, and Drake London, he gets better from year one to year two, and I still think the Falcons will add something else in the weaponry department for Desmond in free agency or in the draft at wide receiver, and Cordarrelle Patterson and Tyler Allgeier. If the defense is just improved enough with one of the worst schedules that the Falcons on paper are slated to play, I think the value is over. Right now, if you can get it at 7.5, I would tell you to jump on it. Again, I don't know that they're 10 or 11, but I could see 8 or 9 being very much in play. And if it's about value, 7.5 is the number to jump on. All right, if you guys would hit the subscribe button for me, please, just to guarantee you get the pod waiting for you each and every day, available at any of your favorite podcast platforms. I will talk to you later this afternoon in Atlanta at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan. We are back here tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.